Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite! Come on, y'all, let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me!
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J.
Rejoice in the Lord and be glad.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Jay in the Morning. Good morning to everyone who has tuned in today. I'm so excited that you decided to start your day off the right way right here with your girl, Miss Jay, on Miss Jay in the Morning, where we OD on what? Positivity, y'all. Got some great things going on. And, you know, today I'm just going to take the time out to encourage you guys like I do all the time. Sometimes you got to do a check-in, though. I want to know how you doing. How y'all doing? How you feeling? You got up this morning. The sun is shining bright. Were you hot? Was it raining? What type of season are you experiencing? Not just in the natural, but in your life. I've said it before. We all have seasons in our life. You need to have every single season in order for everything to flow correctly. It's called the balance of life. Now, just think about when you grew up in your neighborhood, if you never experienced one of the seasons, all the plants wouldn't grow, the birds would probably fall off and die, your dog couldn't live the right way, your skin and hair and everything else would go crazy. And the same thing in life. You have to experience every single season. So, yes, you will experience a summer where everything is hot. Sometimes you just feel miserable. You feel pressured. You don't want to do anything. You actually sleep more in the heat. Sometimes you're experiencing that in life. Sometimes you experience in a fall where it seems kind of okay, but things look like they're dying. You know, it looks all nice and pretty, but there's leaves falling down on the ground. You get a little bit more rain. There's sometimes you experience a winter in your life where ain't nothing growing, nothing moving. It seems like everything is stuck under some ice. You are cold. You want to stay in. You're feeling lonely. You don't know what's going to happen, when things are going to grow. And then sometimes there's a spring in your life where everything is beautiful, everything is new, everything is fresh. But no matter what season you are in your life, today's topic is hold on. Ty Tribbett, y'all know that's one of my grooves. Everything's gonna be alright. Hey, you know how that's how you sing? You don't know the words. Hold on right here with Ty Tribbett. Y'all know sometimes we get caught up in the rat race of life. We get so focused on the things that's not happening that we lose sight of the things that have happened and that are happening. So what we need to do is change our perspective, change our mind, change our focus to find that silver lining in the cloud. Excuse me. Find that silver lining in the cloud. Find it. It's not always thick and bright and glimmery. Sometimes it might be just a silver speck. But if you can change your perspective for just one thing positive out of your situation, it will give you days, weeks, sometimes months, and even years to make it through. How do I know it's true? Because I've been through it, no matter what the situation is, no matter how bad it is. Some people are in the hospital fighting for their lives. Have you guys ever seen those stories, those I should have been dead stories, where people have actually lost limbs? They have actually lost their arms, their legs. They've lost major pieces of their bodies, and they're the most inspirational people. They're so excited. They're so happy about life, and you're looking at them like, dude, you have no legs and no arms. What in the world? I actually saw a story of a young girl. She was so beautiful. She actually had a rare disease when she was born that made her, the doctors had to make a choice to cut off both of her legs and both of her arms. But her spirit, what she wanted to do was be a dancer. So she got an opportunity to go to Juilliard. Those of you who don't know what Juilliard is, it's the most prestigious performing arts school out there in New York City. She got to go to New York and perform at Juilliard and actually taught dancers a routine, won awards, all these great accolades. She has no legs and no arms, y'all, and danced, taught dancers how to move with who has legs and who has arms. Now, I'm not just saying that to say, wow, that was amazing. That was more than inspiration. That was a true example that no matter what your dreams are, if you don't have all the necessary tools, all the necessary limbs, you can still do it and teach others who have more than you. I need y'all to catch that all up in the spirit because that went over somebody's head. This girl had no legs and no arms and taught people who had legs and arms how to dance. She had never attended. She wasn't a student of Juilliard. These were students of Juilliard that she was teaching. Her spirit was so strong. Her passion, her desire to achieve what she had in life was so strong, so powerful, that she taught people who seemed to be more more able than she was to do what she wanted to do, to share a passion that they shared. And I want to share that with you guys today, that don't look at your current circumstance. There are some of you that are so gifted and so talented. You guys have so much going for yourselves, and you're holding yourself back because you're looking at somebody else who seems more able. They may have more money than you do. They may not have as many children as you do. They may have a car, and you're on the bus. You may be a roommate or sleeping on somebody's couch, and they seem like they have it all. You can still achieve your goals and even teach them how to do what you guys both share a passion in, and they have more assets or seem to be more able in your field. The only issue that you're having in life is that you've given up too soon. The moment you feel like it's time to give up is really the moment you're about to break through. You have to hold on. Don't give up. Don't put a timeline on anything. You have a goal. Set it. Work towards it. Your timeline is what's choking you. You said that this needs to be done in 6 months, and it's already 9 months later. You said this needs to be done in a year, and it's been 3 years. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your aspirations. Don't give up on your gifts. Don't give up on yourself. You must. You have to. You shall. It is a requirement. It is an obligation, not just to you, but to your children and your bloodline, to hold on. You can make it. You will make it. You will achieve that goal. Don't look at the time clock. As long as you wake up every single day with a brand new 24, you can make it. You can make it. You will make it. All you got to do is get up and go get it. So today's show, of course, is Ms. J Hot Shots. It's better than espresso in your cup, I'm telling you. That's what it is. But I'm going to get back to some music. Mary, Mary, go get it. Of course, we have the ever so popular Ms. J area code check-in. Well, I'm going to try to get through it better than I can, better than I have before. But let's get into some Mary, Mary. Go get it. Don't just listen to the song and get up and dance, y'all. Like, I really want you to hear the words and do it. The best way to get it done is to do it. Go get it right here on Ms. J in the Morning.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gonna take you home.
It's your time. Go get it, Mary Mary, right here on Miss J in the Morning. Y'all know if I could sing like that, really, I would do like every show singing. I would just like every show. Miss J in the Morning, a quick shot, a hot shot, better than espresso in your cup, right here on Miss J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity. Make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you link up. Make sure you hook up. Make sure you stay connected with me, Miss J and Miss J in the Morning. All you got to do is log on to the website, MissJProductions.com. And I want all of y'all to sign my guest book. I love it. I love to get the love. Don't be ashamed of loving to get some hugs and some kisses and some encouraging words. That's the fuel you need to keep going. Some of you guys are stuck because you don't know how to accept a compliment. You don't know how to accept a blessing. Some people say, oh, you look nice today, and the first thing come out your mouth is, oh, this old thing? Oh, please, I wish I could lose the weight. I mean, what? No wonder why you're depressed. No wonder why you can't move on and you don't see a silver lining, because you keep covering up with all your mess. Somebody says, you know what, I think you really look nice, or I love the way, oh, no, it's not really like that. Oh, please, I don't have that. We are so used to putting ourselves down. Then we get upset when we can't understand why we can't make it in life. You can't make it most of the time because of you. You've spoken those things to yourself for so long, the spirit, the universe, everything is actually starting to believe it. Somebody says, oh, my gosh, you were so smart, please. That ain't nothing. I mean, I've done it myself. People said, oh, my God, you have a degree. And I'm like, it ain't worth nothing. We're so used to saying that. Or people would say, oh, you're so wonderful. I don't even have my degree yet. Oh, you're so awesome. I said, I ain't no entrepreneur. I ain't got that. I don't have no money. You're speaking these things into the atmosphere, multi-billionaires. One common thread between all of them is not only do they get up in the morning, but the first thing they do in the morning is something positive for themselves. So I want to encourage you guys. You have to hold on. You have to change your actions. You have to change your thoughts. You have to change your words. Do it in a positive way. If you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again and expecting something different to happen, you know what that is, y'all. That's insanity. So you're walking around insane and then upset because don't nobody want to help your insanity. Change it. Do something about it. Those of you who are super Christians out there, I'm just going to wait on the Lord. I'm just going to sit here and hold tight and just wait on the Lord and be of good courage. No, God is waiting on you. Two-thirds of God's name is go. Two-thirds of God's name is go. He's waiting on you. So those of you who are super Christians and you think you should wait on the Lord and be of good courage, God is saying he will supply all of your needs. Everything you need, you already have. Anything that's bigger than you, anything you can't do, that's when he wants you to humble yourself and give it to him. You don't sit there and wait and say, God, I want to start a business. And then you just sit there. God is saying, okay, you got to at least write the vision, make it plain, go ask some questions, go talk to some people, go build a team, go get a website, go at least do a Facebook page. I'm just going to wait on the Lord because he got to bless me with a whole bunch of money before I can start this business. You can start your business now with $0 down. You may have to do some volunteer work. You may have to just go and connect with some people that you haven't talked to ever. But you can do it. You will do it. You have to get out and you have to go. Do it. Go. Okay, let's get to the Miss J area code check-in because I know y'all need a little break from that, right? Excuse me. Trying to clear my throat, y'all. Get ready for this go down MC. Miss J on the Miss J area code check-in. Those of you who called in, you dial 714-816-4743. Those of you who are listening on your computer, get in where you fit in right now. If it's a busy signal, sorry. It's a whole bunch of people online. So I'm trying to make sure that I get every single person. I'm going to share a little insight with y'all. When you call in, your phone number pops up. Not your name. Unless I have your phone number memorized in my head, I don't know who you are. I just see a whole bunch of different area codes. I just see a whole bunch of different numbers. So I'm trying to log them in, but sometimes there's like 30 in a row of the same area code, then there's like one that's different, then another 30, then one that's different. And so what happens is I might miss out on one or two area codes, so I'm trying to make sure that I get them all. And I do apologize for those of you who call me or text me and say, hey, you didn't shout out my area code. And I'm like, I'm sorry. If y'all would have called in at the top of the show, how about that? Just want to throw that in there for a minute. Yes, so let's get right into it. The Miss J area code check-in. Here we go, 501-208-323-203-718-313-421-314-08-860-601-334-710-510-917-210-513. Hey, I got you too, boo. You thought I forgot about you. Nope, I didn't. 238-716 got in on the end. Hey, do it again. It's the Miss J area code check-in. Y'all like that? I just did that. That was freestyle right off the top of my head. Thank you so much for those of you who are continuing to support the show. Make sure you log on each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on blogtalkradio.com/MissJProductions. Also, go to iartistradio.com. Y'all know y'all can listen on demand 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also download the TuneIn app and listen to me on demand. So anytime you're feeling down and you need a quick pick-me-up or slap in the face, you know where to go. Go to your girl, Miss J. You can also listen to the best in R&B, hip-hop, soul, neo-soul. Shouts out to all of the DJs out there on iartistradio.com. Download the TuneIn app. Shouts out to DJ Abnormal. That's my boss out there, y'all. On the East Coast, he's the bestest in the world. I got to say that. I got to keep my job, y'all. Y'all know I got to show some love to everybody on the East Coast. Those of you who are listening on the East Coast, I support you. Those of you who are listening international, baby. Yes, I'm international, baby. I'm international. Y'all remember that song? Give me pound, give me yen. Okay, y'all. Anyway. Sorry, I had a hip-hop flashback. I might have to play that on the show one day to wake y'all up. But we're international, y'all. People all over the world are checking in. So shout out to all of you guys. Make sure you log on to the website, MissJProductions.com. There you can find links to my Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, I believe, all that great stuff so we can stay connected and continue to communicate on Miss J in the Morning, Miss J Productions, however you love Miss J, I'm grateful for it. But today's focus is hold on. Make sure you're staying focused. Follow one course until successful. Focus. Make sure you're doing that. Stay on the path. Yeah, I'll say it again. Follow one course until successful. Focus. Make sure you do that. Focus. Stay on it. Don't get off of it. If you know that you know that you know that you know that you know, that's some old church folks that used to say that. If you truly know and you're knowing that this is what you want and you're going to do in life, if you know you don't want your children to work or have to worry or start all over because of the mistakes you made, what you need to do is start now. Start now. And do not stop until you achieve that goal. Keep going as far as you can until you break through that glass ceiling. Just because it's a glass ceiling there does not mean there's a limit. The sky is not the limit. Quit telling yourself that. There are no limits. Quit putting limits on yourself. Take the limits off. Take them off. God is saying, I can do all things. I'm almighty. I am grateful. And through Christ, you can do all things. Why do you keep quoting scripture if you don't believe it? Why would you quote scripture if you don't believe it? Why would you say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and you feeling weak and ain't did nothing? Isn't that craziness? Well, we do it. I've done it too. But what we're going to do is we're going to change, and we're going to make a choice today. Today we're going to do it. Today, not only are we going to hold on and believe, today we're going to take action. We're going to make a choice, not only to be positive in every single way, but to have every single thing that God has promised us, every single thing that we've prayed for. God will do it if you delight yourself in him, meaning adopt the heart of God. Then he will give you the desires of your heart. Y'all, okay, I don't want to have a Bible study, but I'm telling y'all know the desires of your heart does not mean that he's going to give you everything you want. Please believe. Please don't believe that. God will not give you everything you want. Y'all remember when you were dating, you thought he or she was it until y'all broke up and you really saw who they were? Now, what if God gave you the desires, but your heart was truly desiring that person, right? God didn't give them to you because that was not what he had for you. That's not what he had in his heart. So you have to learn how not only to have the mind of Christ, but the heart of God. And then once you do that, he'll give you the desires. But you first have to make a choice to stand up and quit doing what you've been doing. What you've been doing has got you to this point, if it's the negative. If you've gotten to a point where you're positive in your life and you're moving forward, you're building some momentum, then keep going. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Keep going. Just hold on, y'all. We're at the end of the show. Yeah, I know. It's kind of bittersweet, but I told you, it's a great hot shot. Getting you going through your day, Miss J, gotta go and get going through her day. But y'all know I ain't going to leave you with a nice groove, right? So I'm going to leave you with my boy J Moss. I'm going to do it. So make sure you groove with me and make sure you tune in the morning. I look forward to hearing from you each and every morning. I love you. It's Miss J. And here's J Moss. I'm going to do it.
Mwah. PD, I want to do a little something for those who thought we lost the edge. I won't be bound anymore. I won't be sad anymore. I won't be had anymore. I won't be told anymore. Yeah, laying down, gotta stay on the floor. Yeah, cause the floor ain't a place for winners. Yeah, staying down ain't the thing for believers.
I'ma be the one still moving. You'll be the one fooling. I hope you ain't wishing nothing bad on me. Cause you're messing with anointed pedigree. I'ma be the one still.
Tell him.